we are making a basketball tournament and slam poetry competition with the team Youth of Talent to create positive change to our country. Empower your talent to positivity. That is the theme of our event. And the tournament will comprise all the teams present in Kenya. Some will come from far towns like Nakuru, Eldoret, Naivasha, and within Nairobi. And even the Rift Valley part, they are also included. So it will be a tournament for the youth to engage themselves and have a meeting session afterwards on how they can best influence each other towards positive change and embrace peace in South Sudan.
Now, after the tournament, you said there will be a meeting of the youth. What message are you going to pass to the youth?
What are they
going to discuss?
It will be like a seminar for the youth where they will challenge themselves on how positive on how they can positively contribute to the peace process in South Sudan.
And now tell us, what has inspired you to actually come up with the Juno Peace Ambassador?
South Sudan, I believe it is the only country in the world that I can proudly say it's my homeland. It's where our ancestors have originated, all our roots and belongings. It is in South Sudan. And we have experienced so many civil wars during the time of the liberational struggle and afterwards as a country. And it affects us so much as the youth, especially in diaspora. Like, we don't have, the youth have suffered so much. Those in refugee camps, you see, they don't have a comfortable life that they can be proud of. Okay, and the youth that are in other areas, we have this social stigma where you meet with the counterparts of other countries and they ask you, why are you not in your country? Due to that reason, we feel challenged. It is a challenge to us, the youth, and it enhances, it instigated us to come up with the Juno Peace Ambassadors, which is a youth-based initiative to bring peace back to our country, because we want to be part of our country. We want to stay in our country, and we don't feel good being in other countries as refugees or as immigrants. We just want to be back in our country, so we want peace to be to come back to our country, and we go back to our country and do other positive things towards the development of our country, because we are a proud youth of South Sudan.
As you may be aware, that parties to the peace talks or revitalization of the peace agreement is taking place in Khartoum, and the parties are almost in the advanced stages of the negotiations. What message do you have for them?
As a young South Sudanese, one of our inspiration, Mr. Kol Nyang Kol, who is also a poet and a peace activist, this is the time, this is the last thing, that it is the time that they sign the peace agreement. They don't let them not go back to war, because we don't want war again in South Sudan. And history has always reminded us that a bad peace is always better than a planned war, because when you have peace, there are so many things you can do when you have peace. But in war, you'll always achieve nothing, rather than the setbacks that you'll always go back to. The youth are really praying hard. They finalize the process. And they joined up again. Let them show us the example that we want to see. We want to see a positive South Sudan, so that one day, one time, nobody will will ever be mistreated with by where he comes from, whether the region, the tribe, or any other form of discrimination. We don't want it to happen again.